at this time. So maybe mention a little bit about reincarnation. About reincarnation, going back. Going back from where it started. Going back to the beginning of the life. Of course, even one doesn't say understand or doesn't believe reincarnation. but still, you need to practice a good heart. Still, one need to practice dharma. Even one doesn't believe reincarnation, one need to practice good heart. One is practice compassion, loving kindness towards others, because if one doesn't do that, you cannot be happy. You cannot make others happy. You cannot be happy. So therefore, whether one believes in reincarnation or not, everyone likes happiness. You know, we all like happiness. I do not want suffering. So still need to practice dharma. Still need to practice tolerance. You know, need to practice patience. Need to practice. If one does not practice, you know, tolerance, so even always, you see, always live the life impatient. You know, follow the anger. If one lives the life always with anger, then you see, you can never have peace, happiness in your life. Then, how much externally? As I mentioned in the morning that as a motivation for the Advaita practice, that even externally, there's a lot of, you know, even externally there's a lot of success. That whatever one can get in this world, even one achieve, but you know there's no peace, there's no happiness in your life. Your inner life is then, you see, becomes very miserable, very unhappy. There's no light in your inner life. No matter how much of, you know, the comfort, enjoyment, one. Whatever one can get in this world, even one has achieved, but one cannot enjoy the life because there's no inner peace and happiness, no good heart, so you cannot. There's no contentment, no satisfaction, so therefore you cannot enjoy the life. So, however, what one, you see, believe, say, understand, believe reincarnation or not, one need to practice dharma, good heart. Stop giving harm to others. So if one give harm to others, then that becomes the cause to receive harm to yourself from others. So this, even without talking past, future life, this is the nature of the life. If one want to harm others, if one show anger to others, then other person will show anger to you. So you want to disturb others, others get angry, they harm to you, they criticize you, they complain to you. Anyway, so you want to receive harm. One receives harm, by the cause or depending, you see, the harm that one gave to others. So like that. So therefore, if one benefit others, if you love to others, then others will love you. If you become friend to others, they will become friend to you. So, if one wants many friends, If one wants many friends, then you should become friend to others. One should love to others. One should do compassion to others. One should benefit. So then if you want to receive benefit, help others, then oneself should benefit to others. So this is normal as a dependent arising. How others treat you depends on how you treat others. If you become kind to others, others become generally speaking, then if you become kind to others, there others become also kind to you, more like that. Without talking past, future life, you know, past and future karmas, you know, without talking that. So even this life is like this. So whether one believes in karma or not, this is how it is. Life is dependent on arising. Happiness is dependent on arising. Unhappiness, problem is dependent on arising. By depending on the cause condition, problem arises, you know. One encounter problems, and by depending on the cause conditions, one experience happiness, something like that. So, reality, so one needs to practice Dharma. What one believe, what one understand, not understand reincarnation or the karma, but this is the nature that depending on what kind of action one does, then one experiences of happiness or problems. Depending on what kind of attitude one generates, you know, negative thought or positive thought, something like that. So if one practices patience, even the enemy will become friend. If one practices patience, if one practices loving kindness, compassion towards the enemy, even the enemy become friend. That will make enemy become friend to you. If one practice anger, if one doesn't practice if one doesn't practice good heart, you know, then what? If one just follow the ego and anger, these things, dissatisfy mind desire, then even the friend will become enemy. Then that makes sooner or later, you see the friend. It makes a friend to think. Oh, I had enough. You know, it makes it to think. Friend to the friend in your friend. You know, oh, I had enough. I had enough of him. I have enough of. So then it's time to say goodbye. So it's sooner or later, then the friend become enemy. The friend turns out to you enemy. So like that. The other way, if one practice tolerance, you know, good heart, the compassionate kindness towards others, even the enemy become friend to you. You see. Okay. I don't remember exactly, but one story happened recent in Australia. I don't know. One person. One family's car, you know, parked car outside. You see, so car. The car get, say, the next neighbor when one neighbor makes a mark on the car, you know, they say, this scratch the car. So suddenly more and more, you see, again. So what happened? Yeah, who was it? Who? Malvin? That was Sydney. So, So there was who owned the car didn't know what to do. So there was a meeting. So there was one student was Renata, who does. Yeah, she does secretary. I see. Okay. So she are professional guest secretary based. So anyway, so she had a discussion. She holds a healing or consultation at our house. Anyway, so this person then, so he raised what the Buddhist will do, what the Buddhist will respond to this situation. So then I think Renata, one who holds the meeting, you know, consultation, I think. So she asked George Pallet, he's one old, one of the board members of the organization. He's the main person that who arranged his tour in Australia. The very first one, and second tour, which was extremely successful. But, I think probably largest gathering of Western audience in the West, I think, in Melbourne. Second one, then third one, recent Sydney, Melbourne, and then the Cambria and Colossal Initiation in Sydney. About 4,000 people. More, usually supposed to be more for the beginning teachings and for the Lam Rim teachings, and maybe less for the initiation, but actually that there turned out to be more for the initiation, but less for the beginning. The aim is not the initiation itself. The aim for Masonic Sat, the reason why Kalachakra initiation done in many places, so many times by this present incarnation, in Dalai Lama. The main reason is that not the initiation is not the main one. The main aim is the Lam Rim teaching, teachings on the renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness, those teachings on the how to live the life. Those are practical advices which is useful to everyone, to anyone. So that's the main aim, to subdue the mind, to make the mind soft, to make less ego, less anger, less dissatisfied mind desire, and so forth. So that way then to bring more peace and happiness in the mind of people. That's the way to bring more peace in the world and less violence. So that's the main aim of the Dalai Lama, to do even the people, their main attraction is the Kalachakra, but from side of the main thing, the talk before the initiation on the Lamrim teaching, the Dharma advice, Dharma advice. So, maybe more than, maybe 8 years or 10 years ago, I'm sure. quite a number of years ago, when I was doing course outside of Melbourne, anyway, it doesn't matter. Then, so, outside of Melbourne, during that time, he was, that wasn't his first course. His first course was here, when it was in old place, the other side, and the tin sheet, and bamboo, so, bamboo, the, what? Bamboo whipped, with bamboo slab to whip, put around, and then, yeah, in the iron sheet, and then, like a cave. So that was his first course was here. Then, probably called Anglesey, I think, maybe. So that was his second course. So one day I called him in the room and gave him banana. and asked him if he can invite his Dalai Lama. In Australia would be highly beneficial if you can arrange with some wealthy people to arrange the tour to sponsor. So he did that. So as soon as that time, as soon as I received Nobel Peace Prize, gave a talk in the university, Melbourne University, and whatever was arranged went extremely well, great benefit. So the second tour was done recently. How many years ago?
92.
92, yeah. So that, I think, he planned out. He was the main person, main leader, who met the planning. So even though there are many people, to work, so he was the main plan, he was the main person who met the plan. So it was extremely successful, great benefit the public received to their mind. So then this recent time. Unbelievable benefit to too many hundred thousands of people. So this time also he was the main person who arranged the tour, organized. So Renalda, she, the lady, the student who holds, the meeting, I think healing or consultation or something at her house. So I'm not sure what the George father, he was there or not, I don't remember. So anyway, she consulted. She consulted with him. So did, when this person asked, so they, they didn't know what to say. So she consulted to George. So George, so he just, he just made the story up. He made up the story. He said that if somebody did something like that to Lama Sobha, then he will thank. He will thank. He will give present to the person. So he just made up the story. He just made it up. Unfortunately, sir. I wish I did like that. definitely when you do practice kindness of enemy, definitely when you do practice, when you remember kindness of enemy, you see, by thinking that, you see, I myself, what I do is I always follow the ego. I myself, what I do is always follow the ego. You know, but this enemy, this person, what he's doing to me, he's helping me. He's helping me, you know, to destroy my ego. He's being against, you know, he's acting, you see, against to my ego, against my myself. You see, always being friend with ego, you know, with ego. So which means, you see, always opening the door for the problems, always producing problems. Opening the door for problems, always inviting problems. You know? Oh, so following the ego means that, you see. Always creating problems. So myself, what I do is this. But this person, you know, being against my enemy, ego. That who always never allow to have realization of the path of enlightenment in my mind, you know, who always masterize all these negative thoughts, disturbing emotional thoughts in my mind, and harm to torture myself and harm to others all the time, obliging me to create negative karma, to fall in law, to fall down, to reincarnate and suffer for unimaginable numbers of eons in the lower realms. And she always obliged me to give harm others. So not allow me to practice Dharma. Cause of happiness. Never gives any peace to myself, you see. Any rest in my heart, any rest to my mind, rest to my life, you see. Peace, you see. By letting to rise all these disturbing emotional thoughts, it obliges me to experience, you know, to say, yeah. So due to ego, then these disturbing thoughts, disturbing emotional thoughts rises, then create relationship problems. Problems, you know, at home, problems outside with the people. So create a cause of sicknesses, you know, disease. Problems in the job. So all these life problems, you know, loneliness, depression, all the upsetness, guilt, all the things. You know. So who obliges me to experience, who obliges me to create, and obliges me to experience all this is by the ego. This is what I often do myself. But this person, become, you see. So therefore, the ego is the main enemy. You know, the ego is the real enemy. So this person, what this person is doing is being against my enemy ego, and you see, this person is, you see, helping me together to destroy my ego. So in other words, this person is actually what this person is doing is you know, actually not harming, is helping me. How? How this person is helping me? It's because what this person does, you see, is against your ego, against my ego. You see, against, I am friend with a friend, which become, what I often do is, I become slave, you see, to my ego, enemy ego, you know, who gives me all the problems. So that's how still the problem is not stopped. Experiencing suffering is not stopped. From the beginning is rebirth, you know. Even the continuation of consciousness has no beginning. Even it did not have beginning. In other words, if the continuation of consciousness has a beginning, if it does not have beginning, then this life suffering should have been stopped a long time ago. You see, because continuation of consciousness has no beginning. So you see, the suffering should have been stopped a long time ago. But it didn't stop, still continuing. So that's because I didn't stop following the ego. You know. I didn't stop. That's because I didn't stop the ego. I didn't let go of the I. So anyway, so this person, what this person is doing is, you see, it hurts the ego. What this person, you see, this person, you know, this person, you see, when you respect this person, you know, say they're showing arrogance, that, you know, keeping the nose in the sky. keeping the nose in the sky. Anyway, so putting down you, or however, criticizing, or provoking, or blaming, whatever the person does, you know, whatever the person does, you see, it's a, you know, it is hurting the ego, you know, harming the ego. You see, who is my main enemy, you know. So therefore, you see, when you really analyze that person not actually hurting you, not harming you. Whom that person is harming is your ego. You see? The mind which thinks, oh, he's hurting me. So that's the ego. That's the ego. You see? So actually this person is not harming, not hurting me. He's hurting the ego. You know. So actually this person is, you know, being against my real enemy, the enemy, you know, ego. You see, destroying the ego. So kind, you know. So therefore, unbelievable kind.